For our entire lives, America has been positioned as the world's biggest superpower. Since the end of the Cold War, we've been considered the world's only superpower. In other words, for decades, America and all of the nations in our orbit have been the captains of the ship. And so above all, America and its leaders, both elected and unelected, have controlled or have heavily influenced the world's economic system. And America has worked hand in glove with globalized central banks to wage war on countries that oppose the prevailing system. George H.W. Bush himself dubbed this the New World Order. And that was an accurate term for it. Because America and the Bolshevik communists that we aligned ourselves with during World War II established a new world order, and they have used it to rule over the planet with an iron fist ever since, even though it's been presented to us through the lenses of sunshine and rainbows and humanitarian aid missions. But now it's all in jeopardy. It's all at risk of just crumbling down and falling apart because for the first time since I can remember, for the first time in a very long time, America and the globalist political system that America has come to represent has a massive challenger on the world stage. And this isn't the traditional challenger. This isn't just any other country just rising to the occasion to knock us off the throne. No, this is an even bigger threat and an even more widespread threat because it's a global economic and potentially military alliance that threatens to completely dismantle the world as we know it. And it's called BRICS. Named in honor of its founding nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, BRICS, which includes a lot of the global boogeymen that we hear so much about on the news, is expanding exponentially. Countries all over the world are applying for membership, especially in Asia. North Korea, for instance, is considered a major BRICS membership candidate. All of the countries of America and our allies have tried excluding from international affairs have now joined forces. And now they're rolling out their own currency. So a lot of people sitting around their dinner tables at home might not have any idea how impactful this is. But if all goes according to their plan, then all of the BRICS nations at some point in the near future will adopt the BRICS currency, and then they'll begin using it. They'll use it domestically to buy and sell. They'll use it internationally to trade among themselves and eventually among others. And it's important to note that the BRICS currency isn't some kind of a U.S. supplicant coin like the euro. No, instead, it will be a competitor. The BRICS nations are telling us themselves they have done this in direct response to America's weaponization of sanctions, especially economic ones, against countries that won't go along with our globalist political agenda. Countries that have leaders that put their nations and the interests of their people first. And so at one point, America probably had the power to put this fire out, but we no longer do. BRICS is in motion, and at this point, it appears to be unstoppable. And like I mentioned, this is not purely an economic alliance, though finances do play a big role. But in the past couple of years, we've heard a lot of talk about war with Russia. We've heard a lot of talk about a war with China. Before that, we heard a lot of talk about a war with North Korea. And now all of these guys and all of the countries in between them are getting together. And they're daring America to do something about it because they know that we can't unless we start a war. Now, we do know that our media and political class may demand sooner rather than later a war because just recently Vladimir Putin was in North Korea visiting Kim Jong-un and the two seemed to really hit it off. They rode around in a new Russian luxury car that's replacing popular Western-made vehicles, and video footage of them waving goodbye at each other has gone viral all over the world. Take a look at them rolling around in the car like a couple of chums from the old days. Those are two men right there who have been kicked out of the international order. So they've decided to work together, along with many more, to build something new. And that something is an expanded version of BRICS, which could completely derail the American hegemony over the world that we have become so accustomed to. Caroline Kane has been following this situation, which she believes also, I believe, I don't know if you do or not, but do you believe that this could potentially turn into a military type situation, far and above just monetary exchange?
I think sooner rather than later. I think between now and November, we will see some kind of military action.
Now, we kind of saw that here just the other day with this Ministry of Defense in Russia is calling a terrorist attack at the hands of the Azov Battalion in Ukraine, where now we're learning that it's very possible that the United States military may have been directly involved with providing coordinates or GPS positioning systems. We definitely believe that we have provided the weapons that were used in this terrorist attack. What kind of a response can we expect from Vladimir Putin?
Well, I believe that yesterday he put us on notice, saying don't expect to get off scot-free with this, America. We're going to hold you to account. Those missiles were made in the United States. And so imagine if he had done the same thing from Cuba, right? Pretend Cuba is Ukraine and sent Russian missiles into Florida. What would the United States do? That's the position that we're in right now. So it's not going to be nothing. I hope that there's a lot of rhetoric and very little action, but you know that the deep state wants war. You know that solves their little financial issue and allows them to bring in central bank digital currencies. This is what they have been itching for, and we are provoking it. We're walking right into their trap.
Who's going to use these CBDCs if everybody is dead from nuclear explosions and fallout?
I don't think that they care. You know, these people don't care about us.
Do they think that they're just immune to it, though? I mean, how are they going to escape this attack?
That's actually a great question. I keep telling these boats that are off the coast of Russia, you know, D.C. is farther north, guys. You know, I don't know that they care. I think that they've got their bunkers that are laid out and they're going to let the American people scramble and, you know, be terrified. I think that's part of the agenda, is to keep us in fear. So that they can do their bidding.
There's got to be a way to stop this, obviously. I mean, there's 8 billion people on this planet that don't want this. Probably 350 million here, at least, in this country that don't want this. There's just a couple thousand of these psychopaths.
Yes, there are. We are, you know, I am not a Putin sympathizer. I don't want to, you know, be called one, certainly. But he has had the patience of Job with us. We are funding this war on his border in a country where we performed a coup. We run Ukraine, and many people don't understand that that is our proxy government. We took it over in 2014. That was national headlines at the time. And so the people that are actually provoking Russia is the United States directly. And we've been poking for a year and a half now.
Well, longer than that, if you just consider the expansion of NATO, where we reneged on every promise to not push NATO further east, which was an alliance formed for one purpose, and that was to fight Russia.
Since the 90s, we have encroached and encroached and encroached against every agreement that was ever made when the wall came down in Russia, right? When they disbanded the USSR, that was the agreement that NATO would not encroach any further to the Russian border. And a lot of folks don't understand. It's a difficult pill to swallow. That America is not the good guy. That was a hard one for me. We have been sold a bill of goods. Our military has been sold a bill of goods. We send our kids overseas to fight, and we tell them that they're fighting a good fight. And it has all been agenda-driven to take over resources, to pilfer and plunder, and really overthrow democracy. We say that we're doing this in the name of democracy, and what we're doing is not in the name of democracy. We are installing our own government.
Yeah,
our
democracy own, is just a, it's fake.
Our own oligarchy type government. Yeah, a democracy is one of their trigger words. You know that.
Of course,
We are a republic, absolutely. But that's how they sell it to the American people, that we're doing this in the name of democracy, to spread democracy throughout the world, which is the last thing that we have been doing. We have not been doing that, not in decades. We are the hegemony that you said that we are. Absolutely, we are bullies. And, you know, our bluff is being called. Now, I pray that these powers that be, they are a military alliance, not just a financial alliance. They are a military alliance. I just pray that they have the sense that we don't, And
all of the reasons why young men and women sign up to go to war, all of the reasons why these young men get out of high school and they enlist with these recruiters that sell them a world of dreams and a bright future. They sell them on patriotism, fight to preserve the individual liberties and bodily autonomy and freedoms that our forefathers promised us per the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, all of our founding documents. Go and wave the flag a little harder. Turn up the Toby Keith song. We'll put a boot in your ass. That's the American way. And then we go and we get into these forever wars that enrich people like Lindsey Graham and eye patch guy Dan Crenshaw and, you know, the mattress ladder climber Nikki Haley, all these war hawks in the D.C. Beltway, all of their buddies at these NGOs, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin. We create missile testing sites all over the place. Ukraine is absolutely fake. It's a fake country whose borders were established in 1991. We had Vladimir Lenin's communist revolution. The people that settled in Ukraine were mostly ethnic Russians that just wanted to be Russia. We effected, as Caroline just pointed out very accurately, a violent coup at the behest of our intelligence apparatus. Then we employed our controlled media to make the world believe that it was a popular BLM-style uprising. We installed this, what I believe is a Miami native called Volodymyr Zelensky, whose name is even fake. He adds a Y to it every week. We're changing the names of Kiev. Now we're supposed to call it Kiev. We're adding Ys and Vs everywhere. It's all fake. All of the bodies are buried in Ukraine. Dozens of taxpayer-funded, Pentagon-operated, CIA-overseen bioweapons labs.
Yep.
Fake fraudulent energy companies like Burisma doing million-dollar deals with the then son of the then sitting vice president, Joe Biden, through Hunter, the big man that was going to get the cut. All of the transgender agendas that we have stuck over there while we've stuck our missiles and other agendas everywhere else throughout the world. Spent 20 years in Afghanistan teaching the importance of transgenderism to Pashtun tribesmen, looking the other way while these warlords raped little boys. Fake weapons of mass destruction, fake Saddam Hussein ties to Al-Qaeda. Spreading democracy is then what we had to change the narrative to after we bust down the doors of that country and started killing everything that had a pulse. Now we're seeing it in Gaza with Israel. We're provoking Iran. We have provoked Syria. Everything that you've heard about these wars and everything, this is all fake. We're provoking China by promising to protect Taiwan. All these defense budgets are all about enriching and empowering these psychopaths. And I mean, they're not going to stop. I believe they're clamoring for World War III, and I think that they're at the brink of getting it. And now that you're watching this alliance form, not just with Putin and Kim Jong-un, and not just with, you know, the BRICS movement as a as an economic force, but I'm really concerned about the military alliance.
And I think they go hand in hand. I think that the demise of our financial system is coming, and this is the excuse for it. Jamie Dimon from JP Morgan Chase, not one of my favorite people, but he's being very honest and upfront saying, expect it, guys. We've got a black swan that is coming. And that black swan is, we don't know what it's going to look like, but we know that they are itching for a war. They are itching for this. The people that, you know, our controllers, the deep state, they want this and are itching for it. Now, how they escape unscathed, I don't know. But this is their excuse to, again, implement a reset, right? A reset that's financial, a reset that is perhaps social, that is, you know, all of our buildings, et cetera. I think that they are itching for, you know, World War III to bring in everything that they want to bring in. In my heart of hearts, I pray this down, and I feel that they are not going to be successful, that we will have a moment where God moves his hand. And so I don't know what to expect. All I can say is, you and I have talked about this before, these BRICS nations, you know, their GDP is nearly double our GDP. And our GDP is 100, you know, we're at 100-some-odd% of our GDP in national debt, which destabilizes this country by the second. $100,000 a second we're borrowing. And so every second we are experiencing inflation. We have 20% inflation at the grocery store since 2020. And this is by design. We are about to be super pinched in what I think is going to be hyperinflation very soon. I think it is being manipulated. The whole system is manipulated. We didn't know that, but it is manipulated. They control the entire system. And so this hyperinflation is on its way. And whether or not it coincides with World War III is yet to be seen. But I have a feeling that that's what they want to usher it in.
I know 100% that by and large, the vast majority of the population, and I'm talking across the face of the planet, does not support kinetic confrontations. They don't want wars.
Right.
In no way does anything that we're doing in Israel or Taiwan or anywhere else, in no way does that make us safer here. In no way does it help to increase prosperity of Americans. It only further pushes them into the debt hole. That's all it does. And then as a catastrophic side effect, it costs thousands of American lives, young men going and dying in wars that we just have. They're fake.
Yes.
Ukraine is fake. Israel is fake. These are the front lines of the military-industrial complex.
That's right. And they're sold a bill of goods, and they come back damaged from war psychologically. How many veterans killed themselves after our Afghanistan withdrawal?
And how many of those that killed themselves did it because they realized what they really went and fought about?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, we just had a failed coup in Niger. Now, people were talking about, oh, our troops are stuck in Niger. Well, those troops went down to perform a coup, and it failed. And so, yes, our troops are stuck there because we failed in our mission to overthrow their government. And so that's the truth about that.
I got to go. But, you know, one thing that you said that stuck out to me was that it was a difficult pill to swallow, realizing that we're not the good guys of the world. I don't know if you agree with this or not, but the conclusion that I can come to when I look around, at least from the chair that I sit in every day, is that the United States government, and this here's a set aside first, I will say this, that in the region of Ukraine, that country is overwhelmingly amongst everybody classified as the most corrupt country in the region.
Yes.
That is us. The United States government is the most corrupt, most murderous, genocidal organization, corporate criminal crime syndicate that I think has ever existed. Not only are we not the good guys, we are the most corrupt bad guys.
Yes, and we've killed 300,000 Ukrainian civilians in this process.
How do people support you, Caroline Kane?
Caroline Kane for Congress.com. I'm at Caroline Kane TX on Twitter. My last name is spelled K-A-N-E. I think those are the major places to find me. And yes, I'm fundraising like crazy. It's going to take a lot of money to take Lizzie Fletcher out of that seat in Washington, D.C. She's a radical leftist. She votes lockstep with Nancy Pelosi. We need her out of there.
It's brave of you to come on a platform like this and talk the way that you do. I admire that a lot. Caroline Kane, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for all that you do, Stu.
There's a whole bunch of stories that have to be dug into, rethought, reconsidered, and in some cases completely discarded.
As modern Americans, we've been spoon-fed this dumbed-down, cartoonish, simplified version of history. It's all fake. It's all bullshit. Everything that we have been taught is part of a self-serving narrative written by the people who will say and do anything to keep us on a leash. Now, this version of history, some big-name corrupt families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and their many associates are credited over and over and over again with propelling human development. Throughout the late 18 and early 1900s, almost every major American city was burnt to the ground. What if we really are quite literally living atop the ashes of an advanced civilization that's been hidden from us for our entire lives? I've said it before, countless times, and I'll say it again. The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day. First, a war on our children, now a war on our money. When will it end? The government's corruption is even more prevalent today, causing the state of our spiraling economy to be normalized. I'm not waiting around to find out how much worse it could get. That's why I decided to protect my money with gold and silver. Now, you know me. I only partner with the best companies who I feel are doing the right thing for the American people. GoldCo has helped thousands of Americans place over $2.5 billion in gold and silver. They're my top choice. And right now, they're offering you up to a 10% match in bonus silver with a qualified account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Network. So don't wait. Call them today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or just visit them at StuLikesGold.com. Again, StuLikesGold.com. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your livelihood. Protect your money before it's too late. Call them, 855-706-GOLD, or visit them online at StuLikesGold.com. You know, a lot of people think they're ready for what's coming. Some world government roaming the streets of the United States, seizing guns from Americans, disarming you. A lot of people think, oh, when the deep state comes or the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm totally ready. In today's world, you have to be prepared for everything. It's not just an option, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my friends and family and ensuring that we're getting ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No, you're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, essential survival gear designed to keep you safe and your kids safe no matter what. In emergency situations, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I'm not overstating this. And I know the people at American Reserves. I love doing business with them because they're patriots. They're Christians. They care truly about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. If you use the discount code STU, you'll get 10% off everything. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready, you're prepared for anything. Again, AmericanReserves.com and use promo code STU.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.